from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting horrifying stabbings in the West Bank. The United Nations Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between Israelis and Palestinians, the most brutal fighting between the rivals in years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the old city of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call Noble Sanctuary and Jews call Temple Mount. Earlier in the day, Israeli officials said they searched the West Bank home of a Palestinian attacker who broke into a home and stabbed to death three Israelis during their dinner. Two of the victims died Friday soon after the attack in the area north of Ramallah. Another victim died later in the day. The assailant was shot by Israeli police and is hospitalized in Israel. He has been identified as 20-year-old Omar Al-Abed. Several hundred people gathered in front of the presidential palace in Warsaw on Saturday to protest plans by the populist ruling party to put the Supreme Court and the rest of the judicial system under the party's political control. The protest was part of wider demonstrations which broke out across Poland. Poland's Senate has approved a controversial new law that amounts to an overhaul of the Supreme Court despite criticism from the European Union. Tomasz Gromadka was one of those protesting.
We are all in danger, totally. Every citizen is in danger now. Because now they are taking cars, then they will take media, they will take everything. But we have still streets. This is our power. I think we should do whatever we can.
This is VOA News. The Syrian army announced Saturday the end of fighting in parts of eastern Ghouta after an agreement was struck between rebels and Russia, an ally of the Syrian regime. In a statement, the army said a halt in fighting in some areas of eastern Ghouta and Damascus province would take effect at midday Saturday after all sides signed on to the details of a safe zone agreement. The army did say, however, that it would retaliate in a suitable manner should the rebels violate the ceasefire agreement. At least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan by Taliban insurgents, with seven of those prisoners reportedly killed. A spokesman for the provincial governor told the Associated Press the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks on buses over the last 4 days, although the head of Kandahar Provincial Police told AFP the kidnappings took place Friday in the villagers' home. President Trump's legal advisors are said to be looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has the story.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
Meanwhile, the Republican push to craft a health care bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, hit another stumbling block on Friday. The Senate parliamentarian is reported to have decided Republicans would need 60 votes to keep anti-abortion provisions in the bill. Debate will be picking up again next week on developing yet another Republican health care plan. Vice President Mike Pence has been making the rounds to emphasize the key talking points.
With a combination of tax credits for working families, it'll help people pay for their insurance, all new flexibility in Medicaid that'll allow for states to innovate and provide coverage for our most vulnerable. We believe that this truly does improve Medicaid for Kansans and for people and states all across this country.
For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.